Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Freedom Report podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson, and today my special guest is a former teacher of mine from Raymore Peculiar High School. His name is Ken Simon, and he's been suspended from RPHS because he showed a videotape from 1959 which told people to avoid strangers because they might be homosexuals. Mr. Ken Simon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Austin.
Well, it's great to hear your voice again, sir. It's been quite a while. I graduated from Raymore Peculiar High School in 1999, and certainly I think that it's changed quite a bit in the last 16 years. It was a much more homogenous environment when I was there. I sometimes like to joke because I've lived in New York and D.C., and it's much more much diverse. I go back home, and it really has changed. It really is much. It really has a more sort of a progressive attitude back in Raymore. Not like when I was there. So I was surprised when I heard that you had been suspended from school for essentially teaching a law enforcement class and showing a little bit of the history of the law. So could you tell us a little bit about what happened, sir, and what are the complaints against you?
Yeah, Austin. It was in a law class, and I don't know if when you were in school we had these two-hour periods. And I had, it's 90% seniors and they're graduating a week. And so they were just hard to control. Mm-hmm. And, 2 hours, they were, half of them were probably asleep. So I said, hey guys, maybe this video, I think it's kind of funny and how things have changed since 1959 on homosexuality. So I showed it and I'd stop it and say stuff like, the music alone is terrible. And I said, how often do you see a guy in a suit and bow tie playing basketball with a kid? And I said, well, I'd cut this guy. He's got a terrible shot. And, you know, I just stopped it and then it was over. I said, you guys agree how much we don't look on homosexualities as a mental illness like the video said? And really, I got no response from the kids.
Mr. Simon, you frame this rather innocently. It sounds as if it was a typical high school situation discussing the issues of the day. Now, I remember back in the day we had Mr. Gunner, of course, teaching the current affairs and like kind of poli-sci classes. And your classes were history. Now you're teaching a little bit about law enforcement. But what I think is really important here, and I want to make sure that my facts are correct on this, is that you were teaching a law enforcement class, and you also mentioned the true fact that the laws on homosexuality have been changing since that time. Is that correct?
Yeah, I said the view of homosexuality is totally different in 1959 than today.
Okay, so then you weren't speaking about it in the context of the law?
No, I should have, because it's well, there's two versions of that video.
Okay.
In the newer one, 1979, they played it on the radio here in Kansas City, mm-hmm. and they just made fun of the whole video. And it says, Ralph was arrested and sentenced to 5 years in prison. And I said, that wasn't in the video I showed.
Okay.
So they had the newer version.
I see. So it was a video that was related to current events because it had made its way back into the media again, which is probably what drew it to your attention. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then I guess what I'm trying to understand is the sort of the mindset of the students who might have reported it. I mean, you said explicitly in your interview with the local news station, you said explicitly that you're not condemning homosexuality. The video certainly does. And what I mentioned earlier in the show was that the attitudes of Raymore Peculiar seem to be more progressive than when I've left. Did you get the opinion that this is an issue of social conservative outrage? I mean, is this an issue that, you know, that maybe the people who might be interested in suspending you, maybe they agree with the video perhaps? And is that what's going on here?
Austin, they've been for 3 years trying to get rid of me, and they've caused mental anguish. One lawyer I talked to said, this is professional bullying.
Yeah.
And like I said, well, it could have been the color of my shoes, They were just looking for anything to get me out of that school, not let me be there when the kids leave.
I don't understand, though. I mean, you're as I understand it, this is your last year retiring, right? And so you had, what, only a couple of weeks left to go in school? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to sort of expend all these resources and cause a big stir and all the negative publicity on the school in the last 2 weeks of their school. I mean, like, don't they realize graduation? I mean, this is going to be a story.
You know, I hope it is, but, you know, Austin, I lost my train of thought for a second. You know, I wouldn't really qualified to teach law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
I've never taught it, and this is my last year teaching there.
Uh-huh.
And I said to other teachers, and they go, Kenny, they gave you that to fail. And they just wanted you to fail, so I guess they got their wish.
Mm. Well, I remember our classes together were some of the most inspiring, you know, moments of my life. I remember I believe I took classes with you over two consecutive years for sure. There were the history courses, and I remember, you know, your big notepad full of notes with you know, everything that happened in history, and I was very competitive with my other students about my history knowledge, and certainly, you know, you've inspired me to, you know, to be where I'm at today, because here I am as a you know, young journalist in Washington, D.C. with a, you know, quite a large readership, and they're interested in issues like this. And so you've clearly inspired passion in young people, and you know, you've clearly inspired, you know, many successful people, you know, to start in their careers. So I guess I don't understand any of the sort of the professional hatred towards you, because while you're a free thinker, you know, while you think for yourself, you know, you were never oppressive about making your views, you know, be pushed onto us as students. You always encouraged us to question and think for ourselves. But bringing up controversial topics, to me, it seems important to the learning process. That's what it's all about. So, I mean, I guess I just don't understand. Who is it, Simon, Mr. Simon? Who wants you dead? Who is going after you like this? I want to know some names. Because if you're going to go down, we're going to go down fighting, I say.
Okay. I don't know what I have to lose at this point. Austin, 3 years ago, we got a new principal, Stephen Miller. And within 2 weeks of school, I was called into his office. And he said, there's a rumor your wife died. And I said, well, she was alive when I left home. And then he said, you know, you don't have to be here. I go, I know that, but I think I have a lot to offer the students of Ray Peck. No, you have absolutely nothing to offer them. And from that moment, it just got worse with Miller. I was called in for every, and double teamed by a lady named Coolman, Jeannie Coolman. And it got so bad, I said, I'm never coming in here. It's 2-on-1. And I refused to go in. And I did take one. Do you remember Mr. Moore?
I do.
And he went in and he came out and said, I didn't realize I've been a bad department head. I didn't realize all that was going on. I said, Jeff, it's been going on. Now it's almost 3 years.
What is their justification? I mean, like, if you had to try and intuit what's behind their minds, I mean, you've been such a loyal teacher. I mean, you've been a coach, you know, a history professor, and such a minor slight. It just seems to me so outrageous. What is the beef?
I think it's that elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about called age.
So that you're afraid that they just wanted to push you out because they wanted to make you room for fresher, younger blood.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just so, it seems to me so vindictive to come at you in the final year. So tell me honestly. They say that you were retiring this year. Was that really the plan, Mr. Simon, or not?
Not really. I had a
really
NEA person that, who I found out later was big buddies with the superintendent, said, Ken, you got to quit. This, you can't live your life under this stress. And I said, I don't really want to. And he goes, well, it's for your own benefit. So I said, and there was another teacher there, and she said, he's probably right. Why don't you resign? And I did. Wow. And I regretted it.
Yeah. It's just mind-blowing to me. And, you know, and I have to, you know, be honest with my readers here. I'm obviously partial to Mr. Simon. I want to be objective here. I mean, you know, let me ask you a tougher question. I mean, I know that you feel like you're fit, but I mean, do you think if you were to look at it objectively, I mean, do you feel as if you're still performing up to your standards that you always did such as the time when I was there maybe 15, 16 years ago?
Most definitely. I'm a better teacher every year I was there. And I just got enthusiastic about world history, and I knew the subject, and I had stories that kids would actually go, oh, tell us a story about this. Mm-hmm. And like they were in elementary school.
Yeah, I certainly remember them. I mean, honestly, I can't say enough good things about my experiences in your classrooms, because, you know, even though high school was, you know, it's sort of a different, now I looking back on the perspective, I see like sort of where it sits. But in the high school, you know, the shining jewel of my time there were the history classes that, you know, again, inspired me to, you know, to research more and to do my own reading. And I didn't major in history, but I've always, you know, been a very good reader, and now I work in politics and the news, and you know, I follow a lot of cases like yours, Ken. I do a lot of research, mostly on what I see as abuses of authority, and I looked at your case particularly and thought to myself, wow, well, here's a clear arbitrary use of power by a local school that I have ties to and of which I am personally tied to. And I wanted to sort of extrapolate what's going on, because I thought my audience would like to know. And as I understand it, there has been a petition that's been put together on your behalf at a website called change.org. That's change.org, change.org. And that petition is starting to gather signatures, and it's in your support. It's these are people who are saying that you need to get your job back, and that the school needs to fix the mistake you made. And you've got 2,842 supporters. Now, how do you feel about this outpouring of support towards you, sir?
I am so touched by that. It's unbelievable. I am so touched. I, you know, almost bring me to tears that they feel this way.
I mean, do you feel that connection, that love, that warmth from your students? I mean, you know, that true connection that only a teacher has. It must be inspiring, even though you're in the darkness now, to see that there are people who are willing to turn around and say, hey, you know, thanks so much for everything you've done for us.
Oh, yeah. When I would miss a day for a sub and they go, Mr. Simon, don't ever be gone again. We love you.
I know. I remember being that kid. You know, I was now, let's to be fair, you know, my senior superlative was a teacher's pet. So which is sort of a backhanded compliment when your peers give you a award that says teacher's pet. That means that my fellow students were probably like, oh, Austin, you're a kiss ass. But my teachers love me. But you know what? I was smarter, you know, than a lot of my peers, because I knew paying attention in school and getting good grades was important. That's why I got good grades. And I don't think I got perfect days in your classes, but I was like, you know, 95%, 98%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Right up there. Competitive with my old buddy, David Felicky. But, I think he got me a year. I think he got a year up on me, or he got me the valedictorian of your history classes. So people are going to change.org. They're signing this petition. It looks like you've got 2,158 that are needed to kind of reach the goal. So you want to try and get 5,000 signatures, and you're trying to get as much publicity on that as you can. I just signed the petition. I'm on board with Save Our Simon. I think we've done it before, Simon. You've had...
Yeah, it was 20 years ago.
20 years ago. 20 well, years ago.
21.
So you know, you always, when you need a hand, you know, people are going to be there. I think that's probably the spirit of the Midwestern, you know, kind of rural environment that you grew up in out there in Missouri. Raymore Peculiar needs more good teachers. You know, they need more good principal leaders, people who can ignite a passion and inspire young people to go out there and to chase their dreams. And certainly, sir, you are one of those people. So I'm going to encourage people to go out and sign this petition. You should go to change.org and right or wrong. You know, 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks to get this right. I certainly hope that we can get a little bit of pressure put on that principal and the bullies there. Because to me, you know, a good education is really what is what leads us onto the road to freedom. You know, the founding fathers, when they built this country, as you know, they said that it was a just and moral people, that freedom required people to be virtuous and just. And so I think when we see injustices like this, Mr. Ken Simon, that, you know, it's incumbent on us as citizens to act. So I just want to say thank you very much for coming on the show today, sir. Is there anything else that you want to add or anything that you want to tell the audience?
Yeah, I would like to add that after many times being with Stephen Miller, he never once said anything nice. And what I remember most is get in your car, drive away so you don't ruin your
illustrious
career. And that's when I said, this is over.
Yep. Well, I am so very happy that I could connect with you over this, and thank you so much for your time, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy the Freedom Report podcast, do me a favor, go to iTunes.com, subscribe to the Freedom Report. If you do not have an Apple device, you can go over to Stitcher, go to Stitcher.com, and sign up on the Android. That way you can get the Freedom Report podcast every time we upload a new show. We keep growing and growing, so don't forget, come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at the Libertarian Republic.